The Eva Cordia, it's me sure, Joe Ballard, Thoughtful, she arrived with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Ballard and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme you'll hear all types, styles and genre of Irish music. Traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish and old-time Irish songs with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello friends and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. Everton274@sky.com. Everton274 at sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation or a question to ask. And we're starting this week with a Johnny McAvoy track. In fact, we might get two Johnny McAvoy tracks in this week's programme. We'll see how it goes. But Johnny is bemoaning the fact here. Since Maggie went away. It means a lot to me, this Maggie name, because my mother was Margaret, as I think I told you on a recent programme, and my eldest sister was always known as Maggie, till she became a teenager, and then she wanted to be known as Margaret. Anyway, enough prattle. Johnny McAvoy, Since Maggie Went Away.
No more I'll stroll, no more I'll stroll beside the rippling stream, or see the scarlet poppies flame amid the fields so green. No more beneath the trees I'll watch the butterflies at play, for my heart is filled with woe, since Maggie went away. Since Maggie went away from me, in sorrow I will stray, for my heart is filled with woe, since Maggie went away. The sweet wild rose, the sweet wild rose that loved to see us there and seemed to bid us hope and love, now tells me to despair. The blackbird sings his song unheard high on the leafy spray, for my heart is filled with woe, since Maggie went away. Since Maggie went away from me, in sorrow I will stray, for my heart is filled with woe, since Maggie went away. The heartless sun with splendor fills the sky and mocks with smiling beams the heart that now can only sigh. Shine on, bright sun, shine on, bright sun, I'll walk with you and say, my heart is filled with woe, since Maggie went away. Since Maggie went away from me, in sorrow I will stray, for my heart is filled with woe, since Maggie went away. For my heart is filled with woe, since Maggie went away.
When my father wanted to wind up my mother and get her going a bit, he used to call her Maggie. That was Johnny McAvoy's version of Since Maggie Went Away. I think recently I played a version of it by Ronnie Drew. I think we must look that one up for a future programme. Now, here's a track that we haven't played for some time. There's a gentleman over there in California, and he falls asleep. And he dreams that he's back home in Ireland. He dreams, actually, that he's back home in Spancel Hill, the village in County Clare that he left many years ago. And then at the very end, well, he wakes up. Here's Jim McCann's version of Spancel Hill.
Last night as I lay dreaming of pleasant days gone by, me mind then bent on rambling to Ireland I did fly. I stepped on board a vision and I followed with the will, till next I came to anchor at the cross in Spancel Hill. It been on the 23rd of June, the day before the fair, when Ireland's sons and daughters and friends assemble there. The young, the old, the brave and the bold came their duty to fulfill at the parish church in Clooney, a mile from Spancel Hill. I went to see me neighbours, to see what they might say. The old ones were all dead and gone, the young ones turning grey. But I met the tailor Quigley, he's as bold as ever still. Ah, he used to make me breeches when I lived in Spancel Hill. First and only love, she's as white as any lily, gentle as a dove, and she threw her arms around me, saying, Johnny, I love you still. Ah, she's now the farmer's daughter and the pride of Spancel Hill. I dreamt I held and kissed her, as in the days of yore. Ah, Johnny, you're only joking, as many's the time before. Then the cock, he crew in the morning, he crew
forth loud and shrill. I awoke in California, many miles from Spencer Hill.
Ah, yes. Johnny, you're only joking, as in the days of yore. Spancel Hill from Jim McCann. And we're moving up from County Clare right up into Ulster, because you're getting three for the price of one here, because the Wolf Tones are going to sing parts of, they're not going to sing the whole song, parts of songs that are associated with Armagh, Antrim and Donegal. Listen to the Wolf Tones as they sing the boys in the county Armagh, the green glens of Antrim and the homes of Donegal. And they do it very well too.
There's one fair county in Ireland with memories so glorious and grand, where nature has lavished her bounty. It's the orchard of Erin's green land. I love its cathedral city, once founded by Patrick so true. Ah, but there in the heart of his bosom lie the ashes of Brian Boru. It's my own Irish home, far across the pole. Although I've oftentimes left it in foreign lands to roam, no matter where I wander, the city's near or far, sure my heart's at home in all Ireland, in the county of Armagh. Far across yonder blue lies a true fairyland, where the sea ripples over its shingle and sand, where the gay honeysuckle is luring the bee, and the green glens of Antrim are calling to me. If only you knew stay a while. I want to see how you're getting on. I want to see you smile. I'm happy to be back again to greet you one and all. For there's no place else on earth just like the homes of Donegal. For there's no place else on earth just like the homes of Donegal.
Now, it's foot-tapping time from the Kilfenora Band. In fact, if you like, you might even get up and do an Irish set for this one. This is, well, two reels they're playing. First of all, Paddy Ryan's Dream and the Ballinasloe Fair. One, two, three, four. Thank you. couple of nice, lively reels there. Paddy Ryan's Dream and the Ballinasloe Fair from the Kilfenora Cayley Band. Now we're going to slow it down, because if I asked you, or if I asked 100 people to name me their top 3 Irish songs, this one, I'm sure, would certainly come in the top 3. It's a song that I play regularly on Sounds Irish. In fact, I think I played it on the very first Sound Irish, way back in the day. But what I want to play for you now is a track by Frank Patterson. This is Frank's version of, well, I let him sing it for you.
I'll take you home again, Kathleen, across the ocean wild and wide, to where your heart has ever been, since first you were my bonny bride.
Friends, as someone who's travelled around the world playing in various Irish establishments in many different countries, that song is always guaranteed to bring a tear to the eye of the listener. Frank Patterson and I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen. Recently, I've tried, whenever possible, to get two Daniel O'Donnell tracks into our Sounds Irish programme. Daniel, I think, as I've said so often, is the greatest icon in Irish entertainment over the last goodly number of years. So here's our first Daniel O'Donnell track. Where have we been? We've been to Clare, we've been to Armagh, Antrim and Donegal. No, Daniel is from Donegal, but we're not getting Donegal from Daniel now. He's moved over to Galway.
If you ever go across the sea to Ireland, be it only at the closing of your day, you can sit and watch the moon rise over Cladda and see the sun go down on Galway Bay, just to see again the ripple of the trout stream, the women in the meadows making hay, or to sit beside a turf fire in a cabin and watch the barefoot gossams at their play. Oh, the breezes blowing o'er the sea from Ireland are perfumed by the heather as they blow, and the women in the uplands digging pretties speak a language that the strangers do not know. Oh, the strangers came and tried to teach us their ways. They scorned us for being what we are, but they might as well go chasing after moonbeams or light a penny candle from a star. And if there's going to be a life hereafter, as somehow I feel sure there's going to be, I will ask my God to let me my heaven in that dear land across the Irish Sea. I will ask my God to let me make my heaven in that dear land across Irish Sea.
I think that's a wonderful arrangement of that particular song. Of course, Daniel sings it very well, but the orchestration behind him is very suitable. Daniel O'Donnell and Galway Bay. We might have, if I get time to squeeze another one in before the end of the programme. Okay, here's a bit of nonsense from Brendan O'Dowda. Brendan, a very talented singer he was. Now, this is about Mrs. Brady. You see, her husband died and she was a good-looking lady and all the lads in the town of Athenry, yes, you've heard about Athenry, we might even hear more about them later on in the programme, but all the eligible bachelors, well, they, what is it in today's parlance, they fancied her and they all came up with different approaches to Mrs. Brady. Take a listen to Brendan O'Dowda.
Old Brady's gone to glory and the widow has the land, and as she's good to look at, you can easy understand that eligible suitors from the town of Athenry put on the best embellishments and thought they'd have a try. Jim Flynn, the station master's son, though not in Brady's set, was kind enough to say to her one evening when they met, "Mrs. Brady, just a whisper to your morning bid adieu. I know a fine young gentleman who'd not object to you. Me family may cut me, but you've brass enough for two. Aye, I know who has the brass," says Mrs. Brady. "You've brass enough for three," says Mrs. Brady. Then little Francis Fogarty says, "Women old and young have always been deluded by a civil spoken tongue. I'll tell her that her cheeks are like the summer rose in bloom, her eyes are like two diamonds, and her breath is sweet perfume." So off he goes to call on her, all flattery and lies, and this is how he started in to carry off his prize. "Mrs. Brady, just a whisper, there is none as fair as you. Your eyes are like two diamonds and your lips are honeydew. I'm certain you're an angel and it is from heaven you flew. I believe you're off your head," says Mrs. Brady. "You ought to see the vet," says Mrs. Brady. When Flynn, who keeps the grocer shop and owns a bit of land, came home and heard a Jim had got the back of Mary's hand, says he, "Meself and Mary have been friends through thick and thin. So he put on all his Sunday clothes and barberized his chin. He called on her that morning, she was very sweet and kind, and this is how he hinted at the thoughts were in his mind. Mrs. Brady, just a whisper, sure I don't know how to woo, but I've got a growing business and I've love enough for two. So name the happy day and will tomorrow morning do? Ah, why not this afternoon," says Mrs. Brady. "Sure there's danger in delay," says Mrs. Brady.
Oh, the madam. She didn't want to know the other two, but when this young man came home and said he had a bit of land, oh yes, she said, "Why not this afternoon?" There's a wonderful line in that that always makes me smile. He barberized his chin. Brendan O'Dowda. Now, friends, I'm going to play a track that I played a couple of weeks ago, but it aroused a little bit of interest, so I'm going to play it again. It's Planxty, and my gut feeling about it is that this is not an Irish song, but they don't come, or they didn't come, much more Irish than Planxty. It tells the story of the raggle-taggle gypsies. Oh, they called to the lady's house, and she went away with them. Right. And when the lord of the manor came back and found she wasn't there, he galloped up on his horse and he went looking for her. And she stayed, "I'd rather stay with the raggle-taggle gypsies, oh." And as with one of the earlier tracks on the programme, you're now getting two for the price of one, because Along with their performance of the Raggle Taggle Gypsies, Planxty demonstrating here their instrumentation. They're following up their song with a traditional piece called Turdum the Lav, Give Me Your Hand.
As there were three old gypsies came to our hall door. They came brave and bold, hee-yo, and thus one sang high, and the other sang low, and the lady sang the raggle-taggle gypsy, hee-yo. It was upstairs and downstairs the lady he went, but on her suit of leather hurrow, it was the cry all around her door, she's away with the raggle-taggle gypsy, hee-yo. It was late that night that the Lord came in, inquiring for his lady, hee-yo. The servant girls replied to him, while she's away with the raggle-taggle gypsy, hee-yo. Open saddle for me milk-white steed, me big horse is not speedy, hee-yo. I will ride and I'll seek me bride, she's away with the raggle-taggle gypsy, hee-yo. Open he rode east and he rode west, he rode north and south also, but when he rode to the wide open field, it was there that he spied his lady, hee-yo. Oh, then why do you leave your house and your land? Why do you leave your money, hee-yo, a year? Why do you leave your haroni with the lord, all for the raggle-taggle gypsy, hee-yo? Yerra, what do I care for me house or me land? What do I care for my honey, hee-yo, a yerra? What do I care for me only but that lord? I'm away with me raggle-taggle gypsy, hee-yo. Well, it was there last night, you big goose got their bed, with blankets drawn so calmly, hee-yo. Tonight you lie in a wide open field, in the hands of your raggle-taggle gypsy, hee-yo. Yerra, what do I care for a goose feather bed, with blankets drawn so calmly, hee-yo. Tonight I lie in a wide open field, in the hands of me raggle-taggle gypsy, hee-yo. Oh, for you rode east when I rode west, you rode high when up here a whole glow. I'd rather have a kiss of the yellow gypsy's lips than a whole lot of cash in his money, hee-yo.
Planxty there with two numbers for us. First of all, we had the song The Raggle Taggle Gypsies, and then their instrumentation of Turdum the Lav. This next track, I also feel, is not an Irish song, but it's sung by a group that you couldn't get them more Irish, the Furies. Now, I've said it on the programme before, I don't like everything they do. I'm not their greatest fan, but I do like this one. I like the way it's all arranged. Here the Furies are telling us all about what went on in the Red Rose Cafe.
They come from the farms and the factories too, and they all soon forget who they are. The cares of today are soon washed away as they sit at a stool by the bar. The girl with green eyes in the Rolling Stone shirt doesn't look like she walks on the land. The man at the end, he's a very good friend of a man who sells cars second hand. Down at the Red Rose Cafe in the harbour, there by the port just outside Amsterdam, everyone shares in the songs and the laughter. Everyone there is so happy to be there. The salesman relaxes with a few pints of beer, and he tries not to speak about rain. The poet won't write any verses tonight, he may sing a sweet serenade. So pull up a chair and forget about life, it's a good thing to do now and then. And if you like it, Pete, I have an idea. Tomorrow, let's all meet again. Down at the Red Rose Cafe in the harbour, there by the port just outside Amsterdam, in the songs and the laughter, everyone there is so happy to be there. Down at the Red Rose Cafe in the harbour, there by the port just outside Amsterdam, everyone shares in the song.